You're listening to Live at Lunch, the music sessions produced at KUSP, Central Coast Public Radio, and KUSP.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Vossen, live here at Live at Lunch on KUSP. You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio. And the next song that you're going to hear is going to be off the CD. And Vossen, they are here in the station and they're going to be playing for us. So I know you're excited to hear more. I know I am. But we are going to hear a song that I found online and I absolutely fell in love with. And it is off their CD. And once we hear the song, then we're going to go ahead and talk a little bit about other projects and perhaps other sources of inspiration. Something. We'll pick the brain of Vossen. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was Vasen. I'm not sure how long they're going to be staying with us. But I do want to ask you, we heard some percussion in that piece, and that was off the CD. So you are not always a trio. You are sometimes a quartet, correct?
Yes.
And where is your fourth person today?
He is still at home in Sweden. He is not so eager to travel as we are, so...
Right, right. How long will you be in the United States?
We go back home after next weekend.
Wow, short period of time. And you're going to be playing three shows within that time frame.
Yeah.
Right? Great. And also I want to ask you about the CD. What can you tell us about what the CD celebrates? Because it's a very, very exciting story to me.
Yeah, we are... This year we are celebrating the 300-year birthday for Carl Linnaeus. And our share, or the band's share to that, is that we discovered that he was really fond of dancing the polska and and to the popular music of that time, late 1700s. So we digged up some old music with close relations to Carl Linnaeus, and one of these minuets you just heard, he had on his iPod. It wasn't an iPod that he had,
I
but it was...
I knew you were going to say that.
It was a barrel organ, like a music machine of that time that he had in his house and that they could crank, and they got melodies out of it. And one of these melodies that he probably danced to was one of these minuets.
Imagine that, the father of taxonomy dancing the polska.
Yes. The polska, yes.
That's amazing. How long has this CD been out? I know it's 2007.
Yeah, it came in May.
Mm-hmm. The name of the CD, the name of the album is Linnaeus Vasen, in celebration of Carl Linnaeus. Very exciting. And in particular, what's the next song that you're going to be playing? And how did that particular song come about?
Well, the next song, we choose the traditional tune this time. And it's not on that CD, but it's a very much played tune from Sweden, composed by a fiddler that could jump a meter's high while playing, called Leonard Larsson, Vikstalasse. Mm-hmm. So here's his polska, Eklunda polska. All right.
absolutely beautiful. If you could imagine everybody in their cars or at home clapping and very excited to show up at your show. Very exciting. And just to briefly mention that the name of the album again is Linnaeus Vassin, and that translates to
like the spirit of Linnea, you could say.
It's beautiful because the spirit of Linnaeus is definitely alive and well. Sounds great. You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, broadcasting in HD radio on 88.9 FM. This is Central Coast Public Radio KUSP Santa Cruz and KBDH San Ardo, streaming live and podcasting at KUSP.org. Stay tuned because we are going to be giving a CD away for a musician from the Ivory Coast, Dobet Nahor, and we'll be playing a piece shortly. But just to get back to Vassin, will you guys be staying and playing another piece for us?
Yes. We'd like to play one more tune.
Please. For
you. Yes. Let's do... we have to decide what to play, but... there's a lot of tunes that we carry. We've been a band since 89, so...
That's wonderful.
Pretty much...
The three of you.
The three of us, yes. And we started as a trio, and then we went into being a quartet for a while, and now we're kind of back on being a trio. On occasion, we grow.
And I was reading that, Olav, you are the first nickel harpa world champion.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. In 1990, Olav became history's first world nickel harpa champion. He's so you've been playing since you were 14? Wow, how old are you now?
At least 17.
Me too. Absolutely amazing. So what kinds of things, like when you won that championship, what kinds of doors opened up for you, or what occurred, you know, afterwards? You guys were formed already, like for a year?
Well, we were forming about that same time. Our first recording was out about the same time as this happened. But that's kind of a... This championship is more of a... It's more fun than serious.
Okay.
Because at that time there were no nickel harpa players present from other countries. It was only people from the same area in Sweden where I come from. So,
that's exciting. Did you guys decide on a song to treat us?
Yeah, well, that's
We can do it.
We can do it. Yeah, all right. We do. We're gonna play you another track from the Linnaeus Vassin album, and it's a long dance. It's Linnaeus Long Dance. It's half composed by Mikael Marin. In traditional style, and the rest is a song.
Traditional song.
Yes.
I'm excited. I'm gonna have to stand up and dance and move around. Feel free to do that. Thank you. That was so beautiful. And it was beautiful to watch it as well. And I recognized that song from MySpace. I fell in love with that song. I kept listening to it over and over again. It was especially beautiful to watch you as a set, and then just the ending of it just really, really pull through. So we did have a caller who really enjoyed listening, and they're going to be playing on September 21st at 8 p.m. and on September 23rd at 7:15 p.m. Once again, Vasen, thank you so much. Can you give me the name of that track? Because I certainly couldn't say it.
It's called Linnaeus Långdans.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm very excited that the CD is a celebration of Linnaeus. I find that absolutely beautiful. I was mentioning to you guys earlier that we always imagine just this strict scientist with this incredible mind, you know, this way of thinking that was going to stand the test of time. But really, could you imagine him dancing around with his iPod of the time?
Yeah.
And he was just like, he was a very small person physically. He
really?
Was 154 centimeters. I don't know if that tells you anything.
Yes. What are you saying about us Americans?
But it's I like the idea of, you know, science and art,
yes,
kind of, you know, working at the same, for the same goals and purposes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I find that absolutely wonderful. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What a pleasure.